I am fairly certain that I will not be talking about my motorcycle today, save to say this. I'm very, very thankful for 3 years solid. This is no kidding. I prayed personally, and I believe a lot of folks were praying with me because they were tired of me using their motorcycles. And the Lord worked it out. My brother-in-law is a manager at a car dealership, and he had one come in on trade, and he gave me a call and said, I think this is what you want. And the Lord worked it out. I was able to get it, and I'm very, very excited about it. It's not a Harley, I must admit. It's not a Harley. Please don't stone me until afterwards. But I got a Suzuki Boulevard, and I love it very much. I've already put 1,000 miles on it this year. So you call me a poser. You're right. How? I love to ride. I really do. I love being in the wind. It's one of my favorite things in a whole wide world, and I hope and pray that we are all safe this year. I really do. I hope and pray that there's not one person that comes into any harm's way at all. Know this, folks, if you know Bethel at all, we've been praying for you all year. Yes. We pray for you from one blessing to the next. We've got a group of motorcycle people that love bikers. They love what they do. They love what they stand for. And every year, it's very easy for me to pick out a characteristic that a biker has that a lot of people don't necessarily know about. A characteristic that is very Christ-like. A characteristic that is something that is almost singular to bikers alone. This year is no different. The Lord put it on my heart, and I just want to talk to you for a few minutes. The Bible says in Psalm chapter 142, on verse 4, the Bible says, I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord, and said, Thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Now, if you've been riding any time at all, the chances are that you've probably one time or another have found yourself broken down on the side of the road, especially if you drive a Harley. You probably, no, I'm just playing. Don't get crazy on me now. Everybody that's a Harley, you deserve that. I had to wear a Buckeye hat, okay? You deserve that. But one thing I've noticed, and it's been more than one time, I've noticed that if a motorcycle is broke down on the side of the road and another motorcycle will pass, I've never seen a motorcycle not stop and try to figure out what's wrong. I've never seen a biker stranded and have another biker go by that does not stop and try to help. If you've ever been stranded, a motorcycle, if you're by yourself, is lonely indeed. To be all alone and you're out in the middle of the road and you know as well as I do, it's not just going to be sunny and you're on the side of the road. When you get stranded, you know very, very well that you will be on the side of the road at night in the rain. You know that on the side of the road is a very, very scary place to be sometimes. Sometimes when you're all alone, sometimes when you find yourself stranded, sometimes when you find yourself with no refuge, you look over to your left hand, you don't see anybody there. You look over to your right hand, you don't see anybody there. And you would to God that somebody would stop. Now, cars will keep going. They don't like you. Most cars won't stop. As a matter of fact, I don't care if a car's broken down on the side of the road, they won't stop. But if you see a bike come, you can just about bet that that fella or lady will stop and say, hey, what can I do to help? I would to God the Christians of this world today would grab a hold of one simple thing, that if they see a Christian stranded on the side of the road, that they would give one moment to stop, one moment to pray, one moment to give one thought of how can I help the person that's broken down? How can I help the person that has nowhere to turn? How can I help the person that's got no refuge? I'm not talking about sitting under a viaduct putting on your rain gear. I'm talking about there's no help inside where the biker will stop. I'm an associate pastor, now the junior pastor of Bethel Baptist Church. I feel like that's going to stick for a long time. But I know this. The Bible teaches us that we should reach our hand down to help each other. It teaches us that if we've got a weaker Christian, somebody that needs strength, that needs help, we ought to help. Don't be shocked, bikers, when you see somebody on the side of the road and you see somebody pull over to give them a hand. You see somebody that cares. I'm not talking on a bike run where you've got hundreds. I'm talking about any time. I've seen it more than once where guys will stop by just to see what's going on if everything's okay. How many times in our lives, though, Christians, I'm talking to Christians just for 1 minute.
How many times in our lives we see a person on the side of the road of life, a person on the side of the road stranded? They're looking for refuge over here, but no man cares. They're looking for refuge over here, but no man even wants to know them. They're looking straight ahead. They want somebody to help. They're begging for somebody to help. Christian, I'm imploring you today, when you see somebody that needs your help, don't ignore them. Desire to know them. Desire to find out who they are, to give them a hand. And help them to show that you've got a great God. Because we do have a great God, and let me tell you, there'll be a day that you'll be on the side of the road.
Yeah.
There'll be a day that you will not have a Suzuki Boulevard following you when you break down. There'll be a day when you need help. There'll be a day when you wish that somebody would stop. Everybody carries a toolkit on their life. Everybody does. Everybody carries a toolkit just in case something happens and not be able to fix it. But sometimes we can't fix it on our own.
Right.
Sometimes we need a hand. Sometimes we need help. I hope and pray that we as Christians can take something from the folks that ride motorcycles when you're in trouble. I'm going to tell you, it's in the character of bikers, Sean. It's in the character of bikers to stop and help. It doesn't even have to be a motorcycle. I've known lots of you folks that stop and help people. Why? Because you want to. There'll be days, stranger among us, that you might feel alone. Well, I'm not talking about riding motorcycles. I would have you to raise your hand, but I know when everybody in this room, I raise their hand and say that there's a day they just felt like they were alone. Nobody told them to help you. And perhaps nobody. There's days, Brother Sean, where I've had in my life where I desperately wanted somebody to help me, but there's nothing that could be said to help. Nobody could know my problem. Nobody would necessarily even care. I know a man who cares.
Yes.
I know somebody, and I don't care what you're going through. You said, you don't know my life, and you don't know mine. I ride a Suzuki for goodness sake. You don't know my life. You don't know where I've been. You don't know where I'm coming from. You don't know where I'm going. But I can tell you this, I'm going to shout it out. I am a sinner just like you. And I know that I was 11 years old. There was a man that saw me on the side of the road at 11 years old. I looked to my right hand, nobody could help me. I looked to my left hand, no matter what kind of toolkit I had, I couldn't fix what my problem was. Nobody wanted to know me. And then I had a Savior that reached out his hand and said, you know what, little fella? I know that the only person that can help you is me, and I want to help you today. I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't know the Lord as your Savior, he's beckoning from heaven today. Listen to that fat preacher that rides a rice burner. He's trying to tell you that I'm here to help you today, and that what I want to help you with, nobody else can help.
Amen.
What I want to help you with, no man can help pull you out of where you're coming from. You can't even pull you out. The way they're built bikes today, you can't even fix them anymore.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you right now, Jesus Christ is looking down at me and saying, listen, I saw you. It's no accident that you came to Bethel today. It's no accident. Don't think it's an accident that you came here today. You came here today because this is a crowd of people that loves you. There's a crowd of people that cares about you. Who are we? We're nobody special. We're nobody special. That's why you come here. We're nobody special. We got good hot dogs. Let me tell you something. Something much more important than that is waiting for you on the side of the road. Hey, this is a stranded biker that cannot get himself saved. Here I am. Please let me help you up. Please let me help you today. You say, I can't. My life is not clean enough. Guess what? Never had to be. Your life never had to be clean enough.
Right.
Never one time in the Bible, if you read the Bible, it says you've got to clean yourself up before you get saved. By the way, being saved is not a Baptist word. Being saved is a Bible word.
Yes.
All you have to do is call upon him. The Bible says that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead. Thou shalt the city. There is no in between. It's really easy. You say, well, you can never say me. No. That's what he died for.
Yeah.
He died for an old broken down biker on the side of the road. Think about that for a minute. He died for an old stranded biker. Nobody else would. Nobody drove by that. Nobody had the tools that could fix it. But I'm so thankful that Jesus came. Jesus came. Out of all the things in the whole wide world, I'm so thankful he reached down to this old soul and saved me. There's going to be a day that I'm going to go to heaven. I hope and pray I see you there. With every head bowed, every eye closed, we're all looking around. The question is simple. It's not rocket science. It's not even difficult. You don't have to go get the metric tools. You don't have to have standard tools. All you have to know is this, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And for the rest of your days, you'll never know what it's like to be alone. Because the Bible says, I'll never leave you, nor forsake you. The days of your loneliness will be over. All you have to do is talk to him. He's always there. So with every head bowed, every eye closed, no one looking around, I'm asking you today. If you know that you know that you know, 100% sure that you're going to heaven if you were to die, could you raise your hand real big? Could you put your hands up? Almost everybody in the room, but you're going to put your hand down. I'm going to continue. You know what, preacher? I do feel alone right now. I don't want to be alone. I want to have a chance. I'm an old stranded biker. I'm an old stranded person on the side of the road, and I can't get anybody to help me. But I sure would like to know the one that can. The Bible says, again, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You must understand it's that simple. I'm not asking you to become part of Bethel, although I love it. I'm not asking you to start coming to church all the time, although I love it. All I'm asking you to do is reach up and take the hand of the one that can help you, the one that can take you to heaven when you die. I'm going to pray a prayer right now. There's seldom do it this way, but I think we'll be able to do it this way today. And if you would pray this prayer with me and believe in your heart, it's not about the prayer, it's about the belief. I can promise you, you're going to heaven someday. And we here at Bethel Baptist Church and the bikers that belong to this church will be excited. If you can say this prayer, dear Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I know you came down on this earth and you died just for me. Lord, I believe that you are the best that I know. Lord, I'm stranded. I need you. I want you to be my refuge, just like the Bible says. Lord, please take me to heaven when I die and be my refuge while I'm here. I'm just curious. Would there be one under the sound of my voice as a I'm not going to come to you. I promise you with all my heart. I will not come to you. I will point you out. I will ask you to come forward. I just want to pray for you. I promise you I will not come. I give you my word. Nobody's going to be. Would you be willing to raise your hand and testimony? You know what, preacher? I've been doing a prayer this time. Would you put your hands up for me? I just want to see this. 1, 2, 3. Is there anyone else? 4, 5, 6. Is there anyone else? 7. Is there anyone else? Is there anyone else? 8. It doesn't matter what we are or who we are, Lord, it just matters that we are.
Let these men and ladies know how much of an honor it is that they were in our building today.